Maseches Trumas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Ein Tarmin Zesim Ala Shemen. One cannot separate for Truma olives to exempt Shemen, to exempt oil. V'le'anavim Ala Yayin, nor can he separate grapes on behalf of wine for Truma, because one has to separate from the finished product for the finished product, but he can't separate from the unfinished for the finished. This is learned from the Pasuk. The Rav brings, the Pasuk says, Kedagan Menagerin, like grain from the threshing floor. This is a finished product of finished product grain from the finished product grain that was threshed. But he cannot use the grapes or olives on behalf of the wine and the olive oil. Vam Tarmu, if he went ahead and did it anyways, so then, Beishama says, Trumas Atzman Behem, their own Truma. For the olives, he separated a certain amount of olives. The truma on behalf of the olives themselves will take effect, but not on behalf of the oil. So whatever the volume of the olives were that he separated, a fraction of that is going to be truma on behalf of the other olives present in that bundle that he separated. But it's not going to exempt any of the wine. But somewhere in this amount that he separated has some truma mixed in for the olives on behalf of some of the olives. But Basil Aimrim, Basil says, Ein Trumas and Truma, the truma doesn't take effect at all, even though for the olives on the olives should work. But his intention was to use the olives to exempt the oil, and he wasn't intending to use it to exempt the olives. And therefore, since it wasn't his intention at all for it to work this way, so nothing takes effect, even though it could technically work. It wasn't his intention. Now, according to Beis Shammai, that whatever could work does work, and the little bit of truma of olives on the other olives that he separated does take effect. So you have a mixture over here where there is a fraction of these olives that are truma, and the majority of it is not truma. Truma has to be eaten by a kayin, as a kedusha, can't be eaten by Yisrael. So here you have a mixture, part of it is a truma needs to be eaten by a kayin. Therefore, a Yisrael would not be able to eat any of these olives. It would all have to be given to the kayin. But the Yisrael can get reimbursed for the value. He can charge the kayin for the value of whatever percentage is not truma, and he only has to give away the fraction part that is truma. Mishnah, hey, Ein Tarmin, the Mishnah is going to list several cases that one cannot use to separate his truma to exempt the rest of his produce. Ein Tarmin min ha-leket u-min ha-shicha min ha-peah. One cannot use leket shicha peah to separate his truma to exempt the rest of his produce. These are things that we discussed at length in Masechtas Peah, that one has to leave behind from his produce for the poor people. Leket is stalks that fell down. Shicha is leket is stalks that he missed when he cut, and shicha is bundles that he when he left behind bundles. And peah is the corner of his field that he leaves for the poor people. So these things, since they have to be left for the poor people, he can't use them to exempt his own truma obligations. Umin a hefker, he cannot use things that are hefker, that are ownerless. Hefker produce is exempt from trumas and maisers. And something that's exempt, which is going to be the primary reason for most of the things in this Mishnah, something that's exempt from Truma and Maisers, you cannot use to separate to fulfill the obligation from other produce. V'lemi Maiser Rishon shenitnu Trumasi, nor can you use Maiser Rishon that its Truma was taken off. So what is this? Maiser Rishon was separated after the Truma, and it was given to a Levi. It was 10% of what was left, was given to the Levi, and the Levi would receive that, and then he would separate from the Maaser Rishon another portion called Trumas Maaser, that he would take off another tenth and give that to the Kain. The Levi, after receiving his gift, he would have to take off one tenth as Trumas Maaser and give it to the Kain. This was the second set of Truma. There was the original Truma that the Israel took off before Maaser Rishon, and then there's the Trumas Maaser that the Levi takes off what he receives off of the Maaser Rishon. So the Mishnah implies that before the Trumas Maaser was taken off of the Levi portion, since it's obligated in a second set of Truma, of Trumas Maaser, so then it can still be used to exempt other produce that needs the first Truma, the Truma Gedayla, the first Truma to be taken off of, it can still be used. But once the Trumas Meiser was taken off of the Meiser Rishon, so then it's completely exempt, not only from its first obligation of Truma, but also from its second, and then it can no longer be used whatsoever to fulfill the obligation of separating Truma from other produce. Next case, V'loi mi Meiser Sheni v'hektar sheniftu. You cannot use Meiser Sheni nor Hektish that were redeemed, and this is even if they were redeemed. If they were not redeemed yet, so then they for sure cannot be used as Truma because they have other roles. They have to be carried out as Hektish or Meiser Sheni brought to Yerushalayim. But even if they were redeemed and he can now eat them, still they were things that already had Truma taken off of them. By the time you reach Meiser Sheni, you already did Truma and Meiser Rishon, so they're already exempt from their Truma obligations, so they can't be used to be separated to fulfill the obligation for other produce. You cannot use something that's obligated in Truma to exempt something that's not obligated, or something that's not obligated to exempt something that is obligated, even though we already mentioned previous cases that were examples of this. This is coming to include other cases. For example, the Rav says if it has not yet grown one-third growth, so it doesn't yet become obligated in Trumas and Meisers, so one would not be able to use that either to exempt others or something that is obligated to exempt that. It wouldn't work. V'leimin atalash al mechaber, not for something that's already picked to exempt something that's still attached to the ground. V'leimin amechaber al atalash, not vice versa, something attached to the ground to exempt something that is already picked. These are learned from the psukim. V'hari meisem mimenu, the Rav quotes a pasuk that you separate from it. They're both considered, they both have to be picked at the time in order to exempt one from the other. V'loi min achadash al yashan, v'loi min ayashan al achadash, and not from the new year's crop on the old year's crop, or vice versa, from the old crop on the new crop. This is again learned from the pasuk. The pasuk says, shana hayetzi min hasada shana shana. Whatever comes out from the field year by year, the pasuk says every year is a separate cheshbon, separate calculation for trumas and meisers. You have to take off the trumas and meisers separate from each year's crop. V'leimi peres ha'aretz al peres chutz la'aretz, not from produce that grew in Eretz Yisrael to exempt produce from chutz la'aretz, from outside Eretz Yisrael. V'leimi peres chutz la'aretz al peres ha'aretz, and not from peres from outside Eretz Yisrael to exempt peres from Eretz Yisrael. V'imtarmu ain't trumas and truma, and if you took off truma in all these situations, the truma doesn't count. In the last case, when we were discussing peres chutz la'aretz, it's whether it's from places that had an obligation to take off Trumas and Meisers Midrabanan, like Syria and other places surrounding Eretz Yisrael, that there were obligations Midrabanan to take off Trumas and Meisers, or whether it was from further Chutz La'aretz that had no obligation whatsoever. Either way, since it's not equally obligated on a Daraisa, on a biblical level, with that in Eretz Yisrael, so it can't be used vice versa, one for the other, to exempt themselves in Trumas and Meisers, and nothing would take effect. Midrabanan, there's no bearing to the Trumas separated.